Adam Gilchrist in the UK, we start today with a British intelligence failure.
Yeah, this is not about the intelligence agents themselves or even the agencies, MI5, MI6, etc. It's basically a BBC investigation that has looked into a key intelligence database used by all of them and particularly by police. And what they're saying is that this database is not fit for purpose. It's the stuff into which you would put in surveillance details, suspect details, links of people, etc. The official term for what's going on with this is, I suppose, it's a bit pants. A former counter-terrorism officer says there are serious flaws. The database is too clunky, too clumsy, has plenty of loopholes. One, for instance, and you've got to marvel at this, one of the problems is that anyone can accidentally write over a file. So in accessing a file on a key suspect who may have Islamic State or Al-Qaeda background, you could simply write in something like, he's a bit of a clown, and get rid of all the rest of the information.
And controls, it sounds like an IT control Z's not going to fix it, right?
Exactly. Yes. Apparently not. So maybe Q can fix it, or M, or one of those sorts of people in the agencies.
That's extraordinary. And woke warnings on art. I love just the headline. I can guess what it's about. So go on, fill us in.
Yeah, here we go. Now, I'm all for putting extra information on statues. Why not? Don't tear the statue down. Just tell us more about the person that was once honoured, whatever. But in this case, you've got to ask, you know, maybe all art should come with a warning in that case. But the famous Courtauld Art Gallery in London, there is an Edward Manet there, which now carries a so-called woke warning. It's basically, it's a picture of the Folies Bergère, circa 1882. And in the Folies Bergère, it's not even topless women or anything like that. There's a barmaid with a very serious, solemn expression and a slightly leery bloke looking at her in a mirror. And now, underneath the painting, they've put basically a warning about the leery bloke with a, quote, unsettling expression. At which point, of course, you go in to look at this lovely painting and all you can do is look at the leery bloke because of the sign underneath. Not the barmaid or the rest of the restaurant or whatever. So I imagine next up we'll have blobby asterisk stickers covering sensitive parts of Degas ballet dancers or the Venus de Milo, or perhaps the Mona Lisa's smile is too enigmatic. Where on earth does this end up? For goodness sake, just let people see art, and if they don't like it, move on.
Warning, this gallery may contain nudity.
Yes. Yeah, what would you do with the Museum of Sex, that one in Tokyo? Goodness knows.
Oh, hello.
You'd go with the warnings in that.
Tell us about that. Have you been there, Adam?
I haven't, but I do recall some stuff about it once upon a time.
Sure. Someone told you, maybe once. All right, Adam,
yeah,
thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Very good friend of mine.
Talk to you tomorrow.